Mr. Tony, summer's coming slowly. I wrote a song, but it was wrong. It was funny and timely, but it ran 5 minutes long. But hey, you know, that's why I built a website. So sing along with me about the mailbag. Nigel might send you a sticker like Brad. Sing about email, mention a fax. All of that work for so little swag. But hey, you made the show.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 3 of the TK Jingles podcast. It's March 17th, 2014. I'm your host, Jerry Narasetti. Today we're going to listen to some new content from the past week. We're going to reflect a little bit on some of the ideas from the website. We're going to share a few demos in a mailbag. And before we get into that, I first wanted just to talk about a couple of changes and recent updates. So first of all, this podcast is now available on iTunes, the Windows Store, and several other places. There's also a second podcast, if you haven't heard about that, called The Fire Hose. And unlike this one, which features some blathering from me, it is just purely music. So everything from the previous 7 days is featured in there as one huge streaming MP3. So it's available every Friday morning. And if you just want to put that on and listen to 30 minutes or so, basically every week of uninterrupted jingles, you're welcome to do that. You don't have to listen to me blathering on and on. I also wanted to quickly send a shout-out to Clay from Flower Mound, Texas, for being the first to rate and review this podcast within the iTunes store. I really appreciate that feedback. So all of you out there, if you haven't done so, I really would appreciate your comments, feedback. You can also send me feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com, or tweet hashtag TKJPodcast, and I will reply to you or feature you in the mailbag on this podcast every week. This first tune we're going to listen to is a Justin Timberlake parody by myself. I'm not a huge pop music guy, but some of the most fun I've had on this whole jingle thing has been doing parodies of things like Blurred Lines and this JT song. After that, we've got a great newcomer, John Quinn, who is collaborating with myself and Joe Era. We're going to feature a few of his tunes. And then we have a fantastic Paul Simon parody by Mike Dow of Kingston, Ontario, and a spoof of The Band by Russell Pletz from Madison, Wisconsin. So, without further ado, here we go.
Oh, it's almost noon. I'm so tired. Oh, I'm bringing lazy back. Meh. I hate to shop, so please send me snacks. Meh. My friends and family give me so much flack. Cause I give new meaning to kicking back.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't drive across the bridge.
TK. For 3 hours and then you get paid. Most of us would call that a half day, and yet you still find reasons to complain.
I can't take any more of this.
Get your lazy on.
No way, I'm done with it.
Get your lazy on.
I need a sandwich.
Get your lazy on.
It's time for a nap.
Get your lazy on.
No way, I'm done with it.
Get your lazy on.
I said I'm done with it.
Get your lazy on.
The TK Show. Got your emails and your notes. Gonna read a few for all you folks. As long as Nigel says that we've got time. Nigel, have we time? 15 seconds, it's alright. If you're out this evening, do wear white. Especially if it's before Labor Day. Now it's mailbag time. It's really not that long, you see. Maybe they should add an hour 3. That would be just fine with me. I've bet those weasels would be fine as well. They'd have more shit to sell.
I've seen him on TV, on PTI. I've even dreamt he was surprised 1,000 times. It's almost like he already knows each score. Will Bond, how on earth do you know each score? I just can't believe my eyes when I watch the crawl. You picked the date and time Syracuse would lose in basketball. And you always dress so sharp in your tailored, well-cut suits. And I believe that it's no secret you love shoes.
Over the beltway down in the district, there's a sports talk show host. Mr. Tony is his name. He says there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of podcasts. I've heard them all and man, they're all delayed. Well, the black guys formed and the snow fell down just like Kevin said it would. But he's still a douche to Gary Braun. Somebody just gave me the TK salute. Negrelli tune or shad haiku, it's Mr. Tony's mail bag. Out on the Potomac River somewhere, there's a sales weasel post withholding things like stir sticks and paper cups. And there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of podcasts. That's what that sales weasel post is for. Mr. Tony's mailbag. Mr. Tony's mailbag.
Tuned in to Tony's show. Get some information for life. Heard about a man on a cruise ship who'd somehow lost his wife. She and just started laughing, 'cause that's what she and Will do. Mr. Tony just shook his head and said, nice job out of you. The theme for Tony's mailbag, first song by Super G. Theme for Tony's mailbag,
Okay, so that was just a few highlights from this past week. You know, there's probably 20 or 30 tunes uploaded every week, and I do my best to try to pick out a few that I like, so hopefully that captured it for you. I'd like to shift gears a little bit here and talk about the ideas page. When I started tkjingles.com back in September of 2013, the main reason was that I had a lot of jingles that I knew were never going to make the air, and I wanted them to be out there. But as I was writing the code, it occurred to me that there probably were a lot of people like me that had been working on tunes, or to that point, I think there had been 30 or 40 that were on TK's show, and there was no way to hear them again unless you happened to have that old podcast sitting somewhere. So I decided to put together a website where you could share that, and then as people started doing that, many of the jingles that were posted weren't actually jingles. They were demos, or there would just be some random karaoke track along with a bunch of lyrics, and people that didn't necessarily have the recording capability or the musical talent really wanted to get in on it. So we had a couple of initial collaborations there where people connected that way. And then I went ahead and formally added an ideas feature, and it took off from there. Some of the best songs that we have on tkjingles.com and some of the best ones we've heard on Tony's show originated through that collaboration. And it's really exciting to me. It was really an unintended consequence of this whole little project, and it's really helped to build a great community. You know, we made some friends through this, and we've heard some songs that we clearly would have never heard otherwise. People that wouldn't have been able to be a part of this were able to participate. So let's hear a few of those right now.
Why are there so many songs about Wilbon? You'd think Bobby Ryan had died. Wilbon makes statements that defy proportion, and Wilbon is never surprised. What's unamazing to Wilbon spectating seems improbable to me. Someday we'll find it, the Wilbon connection, Chicago, Arizona, D.C. Are you a chucklehead, or don't you hear voices from people who know these things? They say they always knew, and Wilbon believed them, though he said different on TV. I've heard it too many times to believe it. Now nothing he says surprises me. Someday we'll find it, the Wilbon connection, Chicago, Arizona, D.C.
The legend lives on from the Littles on down of the arms man they call Mr. Tony. He's rich and well fed, has no hair on his head, and he sure loves to leave a film early. The sales weasels say there's a podcast delay, sons of bitches can be oh so petty. Or they force us to wait for news, it's weeks out of date, they're as bad as Raju Narasetti. So here's the mailbag with a bit of a lag. Got your notes, your emails, and faxes. Mr. Tony will read at a furious speed while the rest of the gang just relaxes. At the end of the notes, there's a Rolling Stones quote. Find your old sport, see you tomorrow.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy every cranberry almond kind bar
and sell them to Tony for $10 a piece.
And if I had $1,000,
if I had $1,000,
I'd hire Tony to grill my steak.
He won't do that for less than $3,000.
Well, if I had, say, $30,
if I had about $30,
I'd buy Listen Up on DVD.
But I wouldn't make you watch it, that's cruel.
If I had $1 million, I'd send more swag. If we sent $1 million,
he'd read my email and my notes.
If we sent $1 million,
he'd play my jingle for you folks.
If we sent $1 million,
maybe Nigel would abscond with it somehow.
Yeah, split it with the sales weasels, blow it on Caps playoff tickets.
And Zumba classes in Maine.
Yeah, or maybe Tony would sponsor a same-day podcast.
Yeah, right. He'd probably use it to bulldoze his neighbor's house. Sons of bitches.
Tony's mailbag. Everybody loves to sing this song. Tony's mailbag. So I brought a few friends along.
Tony's mailbag. Hey, Tony, it's Brad Wise. Tony's
mailbag.
Are you familiar with my name this time?
Kevin's daily botching of the news is done. Reading stories Tony covered in hour one.
He'll laugh at a story if it's truly awful. What a douche nozzle.
Tony's mailbag. Monkeys, they just don't win Tony's mailbag. But they can rip your lungs out, Jim.
Tony's mailbag. I don't just write haiku. Tony's mailbag. I can sing really crappy too.
It's me, that ukulele playing Norwegian chick. A saxophone, if you believe Gary Schtick.
Maybe after all the emails and songs I've penned, Courtney will send
Tony's mailbag. A segment we'll always cherish, Tony's mailbag. Even though it's ruining our marriage,
Tony's mailbag. Emails, faxes, and notes, Tony's mailbag. Let's read them for all of you folks.
Okay, so that was just a small sampling of some of the songs that have resulted from the ideas feature of TKJingles.com, along with a few songs that were spawned as a result of some of the follow-up conversations. The first one was a parody of The Rainbow Connection by Brad and S. Maloney, followed by The Wreck of the Tony Kornheiser Mailbag by Joe Arrow and Byron. After that, we have a collaboration by Brad and I to The Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million. And finally, The Nuftet, the end-of-the-line Traveling Wilburys parody. Now, that one actually started as an idea maybe around September or October. I was thinking about what would be fun to do once this whole ideas thing started up for the summer send-off song. I thought, you know, maybe we could do a We Are the World type song and try to get everybody who's contributed a song over the last year to be a part of this. And it'd be kind of a neat send-off to send Tony on his way to hopefully come back the following year, but you never know. So I was thinking about that, and We Are the World just did not work for me. I couldn't find anything that was funny. I mean, We Are the Littles, yada, yada. I mean, things worked, but they just weren't good. So I was thinking about that, and then as I was listening to a podcast one day, Gary made a comment, I think, about one of these collaborations, that it was almost like we were listening to the Traveling Wilburys. And bam, that was it. Immediately, End of the Line came into mind, and so I sent an email out to the 8 other folks that are part of this, and asked them all to write one lyric, and had a general structure, and everybody contributed from California and all over the country, from Virginia, D.C. Everybody that was involved in this sent in their little snippet, and then we mixed it all together, and what you hear there is the result. So I'm pretty excited about that one, just because it really never would have been there without this community that we built through TKJingles.com and through the ideas and collaboration. All right, so now it's time to hear a couple of demos and outtakes, some things that I think will be fun to share, just things that I happen to like. The first one was from July of 2013. It's a parody of a Tim McGraw song called Bitch Like Mr. Tony, and I was concerned Nigel might not play it because of the word bitch, so I wrote an alternate version, Kvetch Like Mr. Tony, which is basically the same song except for the chorus. But this one, it started as something entirely different than what it ended up as, so I was so happy with just the concept. This is the first one that I wrote that really was a complete departure from the mailbag. And as a result of writing this Bitch Like Mr. Tony song, that spawned the Will Bond Was Right song, the Monday Night Football reflection of the parody of the Dion Abraham Martin and John song. So to me, this song really was a turning point in my own little parody, whatever you want to call it, hobby, just in that it was the first one that had nothing to do with faxes notes. It was just about Tony Kornheiser bitching about his life. This next one then after that is a demo, actually, from the ideas section of the Kornheiser page, the TK Jingles page, rather. Just to keep with the theme of collaborations, this is by S. Maloney and Brian in San Francisco. And maybe a month or so ago, they wrapped up a demo, and it hasn't really progressed beyond that, but I absolutely love it, so I'm going to feature it in the show, and hopefully we'll hear the full thing soon on Tony's show. And then after that, we will wrap the demo section with something new that I'm working on here that may never see the light of day. I just wanted to share it now, just for that reason.
Well, he's in his early 60s, cantankerous and thrifty, and he remembers when a new car cost a dime. He's built a cornucopia of grievances and phobias, complains about his enemies and their supposed crimes. Ask me why I listen, is it a mental condition? Why would anyone want to hear that kind of show? Man, I don't know. He fears bridge driving and he's terrified of flying, holds a grudge about the severance he got from that bum ride. You, he finds Google confusing, urban skiing's not amusing. He'll get mad if you mention wild ponies. Man, someday I hope I get the chance to kvetch like Mr. Tony. Kvetch like Mr. Tony.
This is the end. This show ends in seconds ten. My email's not on again. Not sure why I listen in. For this is the end. Mailbag time has come again. If I make the air, dear friend, it's because what I've sent in, send to the sky bar, and you'll get far. Thanks so much more than for some dumb wedding. Send to the sky bar, Johnny Walker, Black Labels, Par, moved past newborn babies with sky blocks.
Mr. Tony Porthouser sounds pretty pissed. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's going on and on, but we get the gist. Yeah, 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 yeah. He'll salute you in the face if you make his list. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Tony, did you hear about this one? Rachel thinks that your music sucks. Tony, don't you hate those millennials, little babies? They think you're out of touch. If you believe the show's on News Channel 8, News Channel 8. If you believe that the show isn't taped, it's 7 or 8.
All right, now it's time for the TK Jingles mailbag. You may be asking yourself, Jerry, why isn't there a song here? You've been playing so much music. Well, I don't have a TK Jingles mailbag theme. Nigel may get dozens of jingles every day, but I get zero. So if you've got a song you'd like to send in, please feel free to do so, and we'll include it here. You can send it to podcast@tkjingles.com. It's pretty likely to be aired. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. So this first email is from John Fitzpatrick. My USB mic smells like stale beer. Thanks, John. Next, we have a haiku from Shad, celebrating March Madness. I ride with Sheehan, I laugh with Tony et al., I roll with Phil's mom. Thanks, Shad. This is from Joe Arrow. Just a test. Did you get this? Yes, Joe, yes I did. Thank you very much. From N. Portman in Hollywood, California. I love your music and what you do for Tony's show. I will quit my career and move to Annandale. Just give the word. I love you. By the way, my first name is Natalie. Okay, well, that's a little awkward. Moving on. This is from Ratty Chronic Jr. Love the jingles, but please remove me from your mailing list. So that concludes the third episode of the TK Jingles podcast. I really appreciate you listening if you made it this far, and I hope that you tune in next week. Tell your friends, give me a review on iTunes, send your feedback to podcast@tkjingles.com. Thanks a lot, everybody.
The greatest thing that this show has ever done in 20 years has nothing to do with anyone on the actual show.
Right.
Yeah, which is kind of how it should be, probably. Yeah.